O great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creator of all things, both visible and not visible, we ask you to come and be with us this morning, Lord. Your people have gathered, and we desire your presence. So come, Lord, and teach us how to better love and serve you. Amen. Our first reading is from Hebrews, way at the end of the New Testament, near the end, page 175 in the New Testament pagination, 11, 1 through 12. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abel offered God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteousness. God himself giving approval to his gifts, he died, but through his faith, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned by God about the events of things yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this he condemned the world and became heir to righteousness that is in accordance with faith. The word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Genesis, page 9, according to the Old Testament pagination, 15, 1 through 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Also, you have given me no offspring, and you have a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward the heaven and count the stars, if you're able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord. And now, the third reading from Matthew on page 15 in the New Testament, chapter 17, 14 through 21. When Jesus and the disciples came to the crowd, a man came to him and knelt before him and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and into the water. And I brought him to you to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus answered, You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I put up with you? How much longer must I be with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, Because you have little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. The word of the Lord.